A hero and a coward have the exact same fear, but it's what they do with that fear that separates them. As a firefighter, we dream of when the call comes in from dispatch to throw on our gear and get on the scene because we fight fire and don't fear getting burned. Have you ever seen fire before? I mean, up close and in all its glory. It's a dangerous rainbow of cold reds and blistering blues. Your anxieties melt away in its warmth as they hold you like a protective parent. And if you don't panic, you can hear it pray for you in its crackle. It's a blessing and a beauty how it dances up a wall and down a hallway, can take oxygen into its lungs, trying to breathe long enough to have a mind of its own. And we see a flame and then morph into moths. This innate instinct to welcome the light, because there is nothing more beautiful than a burning building. Nothing more honorable than being willing to die in it. This is what we train to do. We get the call, hear the alarm, hop on the rig and go to a home swelling with smoke, fire blowing out the front windows, smoke clouds and crowds. They surround us on the street, and then I run past two police. I hear one of them say, "Man, I don't know how they do this shit, because I'd be running the other way." And I want to call the cop a coward. How could you not enter a building bursting at the seams with screams for help? There is no such thing as friendly fire in my profession. May 24th, 2022, at Robb Elementary School, police were quoted saying they were afraid of his battle rifle. What if we feared fire the way they feared being fired at? We see flames and become phoenix, running in the direction of resurrection, our burning rebirth. A cop should see a bullet shining and want to live in that spotlight or die trying. We know fire is not a gentle master, but bullets are a cruel teacher. Redefines the term student body. 19 children, two teachers, all die by their desks while the cops have recess in Uvalde, Texas. So imagine firefighters standing outside with children trapped inside. Don't. That's why they call us the bravest. Dangerous environments, we embrace them. Don't compare us. We're all smoke. They're all mirrors. A hero brings a hose to hell while a coward fears the line of fire and won't infiltrate a school while being fired at the way we enter an inferno sweating bullets. And if fire cannot burn it, then it will harden like the heart of a parent whose child's life was discarded. So if you can't stand the heat, get the fuck out the job description. This is what we signed up for. A girl once told me that if she's ever assaulted, she would yell fire instead of help, because fire attracts more people. It might save her life. So maybe we should teach students to yell fire. At least then they'd get the help from someone who isn't afraid to fight.